Hey, this is Eli Roth, director of Hostel 2. I am formerly a fat guy. I'm now a fit guy. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. And this week, Kevin is still in his undisclosed bunker, hanging out with Vice President Dick Cheney. And I am once again all alone in the magical studio in the sky. Let me tell you, it is glorious. But on this week's show, we're going to talk about some movies, and we'll be channeling Nostradamus and predicting whether or not this week's movies will suck, based on the fact that we have not yet seen any of them.
We boycotted movie screenings for the week. That's what we're doing. It's in response to the fact that all these studios aren't letting us screen movies. So they had screenings. We said, the heck with you. We don't want to see Daddy Day Camp. So we're not going to go.
Right. Well, we want our own screening is basically what it is. Is that we're no longer film critics. We are uber film reviewers. And we would like to just have our own screening where it's just the two of us. Maybe some of our friends.
Macaroni and cheese. Not the cheap stuff, the good stuff.
Right, and they won't serve that, so we boycotted movies for the week.
Yeah. Until they have macaroni and cheese and Hawaiian punch in the screenings for me, with the little bacon bits and some broccoli things in it.
Oh.
That's my demands. That's my demands.
All right.
Well, good taste.
While you ponder that, let me tell you where you can get a hold of us. If you'd like to catch us online, get us at fatguysatthemovies.com.
Soon to be renamed macaroni and cheese at themovies.com.
Sweet. You can also get us on iTunes by searching Fat Guys at the Movies. We pop right up. Just subscribe to us there in the iTunes store. You can also email us fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com or give us a ring, area code 614-388-8735 or 388-TREK if you're J.J. Abrams.
You can also get a hold of us by walking out the door, putting your hands next to your mouth, and saying, kind of like in the Ricola ads where they go, Ricola, you go, Fat Guys at the Movies, and we will descend upon your house like a plague of locusts, eat all your food, watch your DVDs, and then leave.
Right. But you know what? We'll sign autographs on the way out.
That's right.
So anyways.
Let's move on. Let's talk about movies we haven't seen.
Sweet.
As opposed to most weeks where I talk about movies I've seen and you just say, I didn't see this because I was at home, you know, reading comic books or something like that.
Right, or writing news posts to keep filmschoolrejects.com alive.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, first off, the big movie this weekend, Rush Hour 3. It is the last of the thirds, the last third part installment from the summer. We've had Spider-Man 3, we've had Shrek 3, we've had Pirates 3, we've had Bourne Ultimatum. You know, we've had all these thirds. Now we've got Rush Hour 3. Let's hear a clip.
Are you sure it's the last of the thirds?
I don't think that this is. No, there's nothing else coming out that's a third part. I mean, eventually there will be. I mean, I'm sure at some point somebody's going to say
Resident Evil. Isn't Resident Evil the third one?
Yeah, but that's a September movie. That's not summer movie. We'll talk about that later in the show. Let's talk Rush Hour 3. Do you think this is going to be any good, Neil? Yes or no? Quick. Schnell. Schnell, come on.
What?
Schnell.
Who's Schnell?
Schnell, that's German for fast. Don't you ever watch like World War II movies where the Nazis are running around going, yeah, Schnell.
Nah, I'm still recovering from Comic-Con weeks later. But anyways, I think this one's going to be actually pretty funny. The previews look pretty good. So I would say take a shot in the dark on Rush Hour 3.
Okay, yeah. You know, this one, I think of all the movies, this might be the one to see. I don't know how great it's going to be. I think there's going to be a lot of been there, done that. And the fact that, like Chris Tucker hasn't been in a movie since Rush Hour 2. Is that correct? I think I read that somewhere.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Neither is Jackie Chan, I don't think. I mean, I think these guys kind of went dark after Rush Hour 2, and now they're back up for this one. But ultimately, I haven't been disappointed with Brett Ratner. As much of a jerk as he comes off in interviews, he makes a pretty doggone decent movie.
Right, and the last two didn't disappoint. They're not great movies by any means, but they didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
So I guess it's okay.
I'm going to predict that it's going to be decent, but it's not great. Other critics will hate it, and it's going to make a decent amount of money this week.
Right, I agree.
Next up, Skinwalkers. Psychic review for Skinwalkers. This is sort of like a werewolfy kind of vampire-y kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, I actually saw clips of this at Comic-Con. It looks like every single stupid monster horror flick I've ever seen, but the creatures don't look as cool.
Yeah, so. and I don't know. It looks... When I've seen the trailers for this, I just can't help but think John Carpenter's vampires. It has that feel to it. You know, that's
right.
Sort of lonely town.
It's like John Carpenter's vampires without, what's his name, James Woods.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And without William Baldwin.
Right.
Not William Baldwin. No, the other Baldwin, the Baldwin that nobody knows. It's not William Baldwin, not Stephen Baldwin.
Danny Baldwin?
Like
Daniel?
Maybe. The big guy with the big head.
I have no idea.
He was in The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. I mean, these are great films we're talking about.
Right.
My guess...
Daniel. It was Daniel Baldwin.
Okay, Daniel Baldwin. The horror movies have really kind of run their course. I love horror movies, but I think we've been so inundated with them since 2005.
Yeah, but I think we got some cool ones coming out. You've got, like, we're going to talk about it later, like I Am Legend, 30 Days of Night. You got some really cool ones coming out, so don't let Skinwalkers spoil it for you.
Yeah.
Just yet.
But anything buried in an August release, though.
Right, yeah. I mean, August is such a terrible, terrible month either way. So.
Yeah. Skinwalkers, I'm going to give a preemptive suck, even though it has, is it Rhoda Mitra? Is that how you pronounce her name? See, I never know how to pronounce names. I just write stuff, and I'm only going on the radio because, you know, I want the fame and fortune and the groupies.
Right.
But is this did I do the name right there?
Yeah, Rhoda Mitra, the girl from,
The number 23,
and
Shooter.
And,
Beautiful
Ali G.
Woman.
She was in
Ali
the Ali G movie. So.
Beautiful Woman. I don't know if she's going to save the film. I'm going to give a preemptive kind of sucks on this one.
It totally sucks. There's nothing that can make this movie appealing to me. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more movies that'll probably suck.
And we are back, and we're going to talk about another movie, a little bit of fantasy, brought to us by Matthew Vaughn, director of Layer Cake. It's called Stardust. Let's listen to a clip.
Everyone's talking about a fallen star.
When I find her, the glory of our youth shall be restored.
This is the part where you tell me who you are and why you're up here.
We're just trying to make our way home.
Touché.
The only thing you didn't get in this clip that I wish you could was to see absolutely how hot Michelle Pfeiffer is in this movie.
I agree. We got to see an extended clip at Comic-Con. I keep referencing Comic-Con because that's
Comic-Con.
Where I saw...
I love Comic-Con geeks and oh, gosh.
Well, we saw a lot of cool stuff.
Miller.
And one of the cool things
Miller
we saw...
I love Comic-Con. I want to be a geek. Give me a comic book.
Are you done?
Okay, go on. I'm done.
All right, cool. Anyways, we saw an extended clip of Stardust that included a lot of Michelle Pfeiffer in a very cool-looking corset. And
she loses the corset
say...
in one scene, doesn't she?
What?
Doesn't she lose the corset? She loses the corset at one point. I mean, she drops it off and like kind of is like almost revealed, but probably not. This is like a PG-13 movie.
Right, yeah. Don't expect her to lose any of it. I thought it was an interesting flick, and it's very cool. It's based on a very cool graphic novel, by Neil Gaiman. And I have to say the special effects looked pretty cool. It's one of those, you know, neat little fantasy things, and, there's not really a whole lot to say. You're either going to want to go see it or you're not. This has got a big cast to it. The reviews that I'm seeing so far are that it's okay. It's not a big bomb.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, when you
that's
have
all I have to say about Stardust.
When you have what looks like a big budget movie that's dumped into August and it has all these stars in it, the most you can really hope for is that it doesn't just absolutely make you gag and throw up.
Right.
And it looks like this one's actually going to come above that, which is good. You know, it sort of reminds me, at least the feel, I'm sort of getting a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen feel of it, where it's like, okay, it's going to look cool, it's going to have some decent stuff, but it's going to be kind of eh, you know, when it's
right.
all said and done. I'm kind of on the fence. I wouldn't know which one to predict. I don't know whether I'm going to predict kind of sucks or kind of rocks, because, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer looks great in it. Claire Danes, not so much. I thought her peak of her performance career was Terminator 3. So, okay. I'm not a big Claire Danes fan. I don't think she's... she doesn't do it for me. And as much as I love Robert De Niro, he just seems really out of place.
Right. Well, yeah. And from one of the interviews that we did at Comic-Con, they actually expanded the character from the book, the one that Robert De Niro plays. I don't know what it is, but it... they kind of expanded it, and they went back and they rewrote parts of it for Robert De Niro, which is never a good thing.
Yeah, so. That's not good. That's like suddenly they say, oh, we have Robin Williams in a movie. Let's give him some more lines. And you're like, oh, no. Silly boys. No.
So.
But the effects look cool. I mean, it looks like it might be decent. I don't know. I'm just going to give a preemptive kind of sucks, but it's not something that's going to make you want to kill yourself at the end.
Okay.
Which is all
I'm
going to
give it a preemptive kind of rocks, because I certainly won't want to kill myself looking at Michelle Pfeiffer for 2 hours. So.
Well, you don't look at her for 2 hours. You're going to have to look at, you know, Claire Danes and her enormous features on her face
that's fine.
Seem to fit.
I'm down with that, too. Whatever.
Okay, that's cool. Well, let's talk about the huge movie, probably what some have predicted to be the biggest movie of the summer. Of course... The person I heard who predicted that was a homeless man in San Diego when we were at Comic-Con.
Wow.
We're talking, of course, Daddy Day Camp. You know, I've seen some bad movies this summer. I've seen Captivity. I've seen Evan Almighty. I've seen Shrek 3, which I did not like.
And I saw Spider-Man.
And you said you saw Spider-Man. But I don't think anything's going to hold a candle to the stench that Daddy Day Camp is going to unleash upon this country over the next 3 days.
But it's got Cuba Gooding Jr. in it.
Academy Award winner, Cuba Gooding Jr., following up the role that Academy Award nominee Eddie Murphy refused to come back for.
Right.
Cuba Gooding Jr. has made a career out of bad movies following his Oscar. I mean, you have stuff like Snow Dogs, Chill Factor, Boat Trip. I mean, can you name a Cuba Gooding Jr. movie since he won the Oscar that he starred in? I'm not talking Pearl Harbor, because I know you just love Michael Bay, but something since As Good As It Gets that he starred in that anyone even remembers as remotely decent that anyone beyond his mother would go see.
I have no idea.
You can't. I rest my case. The other thing that about Daddy Day Camp, nobody returned for this movie. Nobody returned.
Right,
they didn't
it's completely
even
new cast. It's not
the
good.
The fat guy didn't even return, and that guy has no career. You know, in the trailers they say from the studio who brought you Daddy Day Camp. That's like saying, you know, something like DOA is from the studio that brought you 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Right.
just because the studio did it. That's like saying The Dark Knight from the studio that brought you Catwoman. You know? I mean, this is...
Jeez, oh man, that's kind of harsh, actually.
isn't that harsh? So I'm going to give a preemptive, not just sucks, but sucks hard.
Whoa.
That's my prediction.
Like Dyson vacuum hard?
Yeah. Was that the one that, like, holds the bowling ball?
Doesn't lose suction, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I don't think there's going to be any suction lost at all.
Nice.
With Daddy Day Camp.
Cool. I don't really have... I'm not even going to grade it. I'm so just not into it that I'm not even going to, validate it with a grade. It's not even a movie in my mind.
It's one of those films that's going to be, like, if you thought that these other movies... Just because these other movies didn't kill Cuba Gooding Jr.'s career doesn't mean this one's not going to take one heck of a shot at it.
Right.
So, but that's our psychic predictions. You can check back with us next week, see if we were accurate at all. I'm pretty sure on Daddy Day Camp, though. So, but we got to go to a break, and when we come back, fall preview.
Flowers lonely. I burn out slowly like a cigarette, but you can't.
kiss me.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. We couldn't think of anything better to go into this segment, so we thought we'd just preview the movies that are coming out in the fall for you.
Or we can just completely complain about Daddy Day Camp for another...
Right, we can continue to go on about Daddy Day Camp. Can we take a vote? All right, well, the magical studio in the sky votes that we continue on.
I vote for Comic-Con!
Yes, we could. I could continue to talk about Comic-Con.
I had lunch with Thomas Jane the Punisher.
I had more than lunch with Tom Jane, but that is
that
for
sounds
story
bad,
for
man.
Time.
That sounds really bad. I think Patricia Arquette's going to be upset at you for this one.
Sorry, Patricia. I kept him out of other trouble, but anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, fall preview.
Fall preview, man.
So start
this
with
this is your
one,
segment.
Right, one of the movies that I'm actually very, very excited to see coming out of Comic-Con is Shoot 'Em Up with Clive Owen and Paul Giamatti.
Yes.
And that's out in September. It is absolutely the most ridiculous, over-the-top gun movie. I mean, it's like, to me, it's like The Transporter or Crank. These movies that they're not great films. They can't really stand alone as a great film, but... they're just so fun to watch, and I can't wait.
It's like the visual equivalent of drinking a Red Bull. You drink it, and it's just like, oh, this is not good, but you kind of want to keep drinking it, and then you get all excited afterwards.
Exactly. So I think it's going to be lots of fun.
Shoot 'em up. You know, the ones there's two of them in particular I'm looking forward to in September. The first one is Resident Evil Extinction, for a couple reasons. First, I think Mila Jovovich is incredibly fun to watch on screen. No matter what she does and no matter how she looks, I've always enjoyed looking at her, especially the Resident Evil movies where she's just all sort of like, you know, trashed up because, you know, I'm a pervert.
Because you
That's
like the trashy girls.
I like the trashy girls. But the other movie is a decidedly untrashy girl, Good Luck Chuck with Jessica Alba.
Who is very hot in person.
Yeah, she's very hot no matter what. I mean, in person or, you know, on a computer screen or a TV screen, anywhere. I'll take Jessica Alba however you can deliver Jessica Alba to me.
Okay.
All right. So you get working on that, Neil. But yeah, Good Luck
Chuck.
I'll
give her a call.
The fact that she is in Good Luck Chuck kind of balances out the fact that Dane Cook's in Good Luck Chuck.
And Dan Fogler makes it good, too. I love
Dan Fogler looks funny in the movie, but Dane Cook... I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a bus running around with his number on it somewhere.
Right.
Cross a lot of crosswalks, Dane Cook. I'm rooting for you.
Nice.
Man, cool. I got dark there for a second. I like turned into the bad guy.
You're being mean. I don't think
I am being mean.
I don't think it's appropriate.
I'm Neil Miller. It's not appropriate. Go to Comic-Con.
You know, the only reason you're doing this is because you're far away from me, and I can't hit you with a microphone.
My power. In my bunker with Dick Cheney in the middle of the American
You are
West.
Definitely going on a Dick Cheney power trip. So That's if you right. come back with a man-sized safe, we're going to be in trouble. So, anyways.
Other ones we got to mention in September, another one we got to mention in September, is Postal with Uwe Boll's latest film, which I thought Dungeon Seeds was supposed to be his latest film, but then it was Postal. And the only reason I want to do this is because I want to point out the fact that Uwe Boll completely snubbed me at Comic-Con.
Right, he didn't want to do the eating contest. He's like,
I challenged him to an eating contest, and they even scheduled an interview with me, and then I asked about the eating contest, and suddenly they start shifting the interview around, and they're like, well, we don't know if he's going to do it, and the publicist never wrote me back. That guy's scared of me.
Right.
I would eat him alive, literally.
I'd eat
his foot. I'd eat his foot. I'd grill his foot on a hibachi grill and, you know, sprinkle it with some lemon sauce or something like that, and then I'd eat his foot right in front of him, off his body.
Okay.
That is the pain that he's caused the world.
Okay.
So, and then the other one I want to mention is Run, Fat Boy, Run, has for no reason other than the title, because it's perfect for the show.
Okay, cool.
Is there anything else you want to mention for September?
Well, it's got Simon Pegg in it, so it's always good. So,
okay. And it's directed by David Schwimmer, which scares me.
Well, you know, David Schwimmer is either gonna be really good or it's really gonna suck. So,
okay, I'll give you that.
All right.
What do you want to talk about? Any more in September, or do you want to move on to October?
That's. Did we talk about The Kingdom?
No.
The Kingdom looks pretty good. It's got Jamie Foxx in it. That's one of the first kind of early Oscar bait flicks that I'm looking at. It's got Jennifer Garner in it.
Are you qualifying a movie that just because it has Jamie Foxx in it, it's going to be good?
Not necessarily, but I think it's good. It's good Oscar.
Because there was this movie called Stealth that was out a year ago.
I like Stealth. All right.
You like Stealth?
I don't even want to hear you talk about Stealth in a bad manner. You know,
Michael Bay had nothing to do with that movie. How could you love it?
I did like it. So there you go. Whatever. I don't want to hear any more crap from you.
Okay. Did you want to mention 310 to Yuma?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. So I'm interested to see Ben Foster. I tell you what, we saw some clips at Comic-Con, and Ben Foster looks like a great bad guy. So we'll talk about it more when it comes out, though. Yeah, it's a Western. Yeah. You know, we're due for a good Western.
I was in Yuma. I drove out of San Diego, and I went to Yuma, and I stopped at the sand dunes, and that is the hottest place on Earth. In those dunes where they filmed like Return of the Jedi and stuff like that.
Right.
That is the hottest place on the planet. It is insane.
It's pretty cool.
It has nothing to do with movies, but I thought.
Did you lose any weight while you were there?
I lost about 10 pounds of water weight when I was just walking up the sand dune and back. I made sure I put it right back on though.
Cool.
Drank plenty of Coke and Red Bull on the road.
Nice. Did you say you were doing Coke on the road?
I was drinking Coke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Lindsay Lohan was nowhere to be seen. Sorry.
All right. That's fine.
All right, let's move to October. What do you want to talk about in October?
Definitely want to talk about 30 Days of Night, which...
Because you love horror movies.
Because I love horror movies. But I tell you what, we had a chance to hang out and talk to Steve Niles, who wrote the graphic novel 30 Days of Night. And then we saw some clips of the movie, and I tell you, it's very cool. It's basically about the 30 days of night that they have in Alaska, right? And basically all the vampires flock because they hear, oh my god, 30 days of nighttime, we can kill tons of people. So it looks pretty freaky scary. So there you go.
I'll go see it. Well, the other horror movie is Saw 4.
Which, from the clips that I saw, looks like it's going to suck.
Well, considering that pretty much every sort of torture porn film that came out this year has completely bombed and blown, I don't know.
Right,
this might be the end
but
of
Hostel
the
2, series. Hostel 2 didn't suck. This one looks
no, Hostel 2
looks
was
like it's
good.
Suck. Yeah, no, this. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not going to do well or will do well or whatever, but the movie looks terrible.
Yeah, it's Saw 4. What do you?
So think? I mean, it's like how many more times can I don't know how many more. Traps can you really come up with, you know?
And yeah.
We get it, you know? Whatever.
Right. Well, we get it. And that's our fall preview, because we got to get going to a break here.
Yeah. We'll talk about more later. So.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to recap our psychic reviews and send you guys to Mary.
Because it's the coolest place on Earth. And I talked to celebrities. And I rubbed up against Thomas Jane.
Just continue now while you have the chance. Because once you get back to Ohio, you're going to die. And that's right. I threatened Kevin Carr on the radio.
Physical violence to me. I'm gonna bring Dick Cheney back with me.
All of our listeners are in Wyoming, too. So there's no one coming to save you. So there you go.
They love Dick Cheney. I will bring Dick Cheney with me. He's a Wyoming guy, man. Dick Cheney's coming with me. We're gonna come, and I'll be loaded up to bear with beer and guns.
Yeah, so you can shoot me in the face. Nice.
Well, you're planning on hitting me, so there.
With a microphone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a deadly instrument.
It will be when I use it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, you go ahead. I'll you have 10 seconds. Take your best shot at me. Say what you want.
I don't have anything to say right now. It's all going to be physical, and it's all going to be later. So, there you go.
Well, we'll move on. Let's wrap up the show. This week, we talked about... We did our psychic reviews, our first ever psychic show. You and we were connected by satellite and the internet. You up in the magical studio in the sky. Me in an underground bunker in the middle of the American West with Dick Cheney at my side. But as we talked about Rush Hour 3, I said it's... Did I say tentatively? I think I said tentatively kind of rocks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on that one. Tentatively kind of rocks.
Yeah, Skinwalkers kind of sucks.
Very much so. I didn't even grade it. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Didn't even...
Stardust, Stardust I gave a kind of sucks simply because I just got a bad feeling about it.
And I gave a kind of rocks because of Michelle Pfeiffer's boobs.
There you go. And then Daddy Daycare, or Daddy Day Camp, there is no level below suck, but if there was, I'd be below that.
Once again, I don't even need to rate it. I'm above it. Yeah. So.
You don't even want to get... You're not even considering it. It's tainting your soul.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not considering it as a movie.
All right. Next week, we're going to be talking about Superbad, The Invasion, Death at the Funeral, or Death at a Funeral, rather, yeah, and The Last Legion. And we're going to go back to actually watching movies and reviewing them for real.
Yes.
Without any sort of psychic interference.
Yes, and if you'd like to catch up on some other actual reviews, I'm sure our staff writers at filmschoolrejects.com will have actual reviews of all these films that we just talked about. So, educated opinions all around.
Yes, because we decided to do an experiment and give you completely uneducated opinions.
Yes. And
just to see how accurate our views are.
Yeah, and just because Kevin and I are lazy does not mean that all of my staff writers are. As well.
please, so. no more no lazy staff writers.
Yes.
Real quick, how do you get in touch with us before we take off?
Just in case you would like to continue to get in touch with the Fat Guys at the Movies, you can go to fatguysatthemovies.com. Also, you can get us on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store and search Fat Guys at the Movies. If you'd like to email us, it's fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. And if you would like to leave us your voice that we can then take and play on our show, it's area code 614-388-8735.
We'll see you later.
Adios.